within the closed padded entrance door of the G-Spot, an exhilarating beat of musical taunting was provided by the Dicky Chicks. The musicians in skimpy outfits played off to one side near the lip-shaped center stage, behind which was a huge rainbow-colored flag, the universal symbol of the LGBT movement that covered the entire back wall of the club. As the music from the Dicky Chicks came to a close, the soft lighting in the room darkened, and Enfield caught his tossed baseballs in mid-descent, clutching them within his hands. It was showtime. As the noise level continued to drop in volume to no more than a low rumble, Renard, the MC of the G-Spot, suddenly stepped into the center of the spotlight with a flourish of movement and a bow. "Hello, darlings," the MC crooned softly with a heavy, unapologetic, faux French accent into the microphone he held suggestively before him.
So happy to see you. You look good enough to eat, or at least nibble on a little.
Oh, but wait! Renard is suddenly saddened. Do his mascara-laden eyes spy a regular sweetie out there who is ill? The mumps, perhaps?
He squinted out into the audience and then sighed with relief.
Oh no. Renard's mistake. It was only a swollen member.
Miss Timberlake hit a rim shot to accent Renard's joke, and patrons throughout the club chuckled appreciatively. The evening had only just begun, but several were already giddy from multiple orgasms.
So, darlings, welcome to you all. You look delicious.
Dick Lacey pulled the horse's reins over its head and led it in a circle around him.
Come on, Hair Trigger, he commanded. Move those hooves. Get your old dick up and moving.
Hair Trigger whinnied in response, and a soft clip-clop of the horse's hooves against the pavement of the street could be heard as the horse trotted in a circle around them. And as the horse moved, Dick Lacey handed the reins to the lady beside him and slowly began a tap routine that concluded with a shuffle off to Buffalo finale as Hair Trigger whinnied again and Dragula laughed gaily.
Oh, that's really very good, she said, handing the reins back to a blushing Dick Lacey and applauding enthusiastically. Who would have thought a Hair Trigger could prove so useful?
I'd like you to meet our newest addition, Curtina Up. That's Up with two P's.
Oh, thank God!
Renard exclaimed, grasping Dragula's hand in gratitude.
Once again, you saved a day. But can she tap? This production number is a tap piece.
I can try,
Curtina answered in a shy, light, girlish voice.
Show us what you got!
Renard said and signaled the piano player.
Hit it, Ivory!
At Renard's signal, as the ensemble watched expectantly, Ivory Tees played a driving tap rhythm. Curtina hesitated, looking at Dragula nervously, and with a smile of encouragement, Dragula gestured for her to move to center stage and begin. Curtina obliged, slowly starting to tap, but her efforts were uncoordinated and amateurish at best, and she finally stopped, looking around her with embarrassment. Bug-eyed with disbelief, Renard took several quick shots from his inhaler, looked from the other dancers to Dragula and Curtina, and started to protest. However, with a lift of a hand, Dragula stopped Renard and crossed to the piano. Ivory, Dragula said in a knowing voice, Renard straining sideways to hear the words being uttered by the G-Spot owner. Could you play something that sounds like horse hooves? Renard, eyebrows afly and head twisting back and forth from ensemble to Dragula, looked on in disbelief. But Dragula gave a gentle nod to Ivory, and the pianist began to play a slow, musical clip-clop, clip-clop. Center stage, Curtina's feet slowly began to tap, her feet moving in a staccato blur as she tapped out a show-stopping routine. See, she just needs a little clip-clop to start her off, and she's fine.
But why the horsey hoof sounds?
Renard wondered, squinting toward Curtina.
Dragula leaned in and spoke in a quiet whisper. She's got a hair trigger.
Don't we all? Renard replied with a head wobble of self-amusement. All right, I suppose I can think of something to put in to get her started, but we still may have a problem. The whole number depends on the lead-in torch song, which means we need a triple threat. Can Cortina sing?
Dragula smiled. Listen. Cortina took a step forward on the stage, using plenty of diaphragmatic breath support and an open throat, just as she had been taught at the vocal lesson she took for so many years during her off-duty hours. Cortina sang with the sweetest feminine voice she could muster.
Dick!
Renard swooned, took another shot of his inhaler, and looked from his dancers, who nodded adoringly, back to Cortina.
Oh! That was the sweetest dick I've ever heard,
Renard sighed.